Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're plunging into a topic that, well, it sits right at the core of online visibility. Backlinks. They're often called the lifeblood of SEO. Yet, let's be honest, understanding and tracking them can sometimes feel like you're navigating a maze.
Absolutely. And while many immediately think, oh, I need those expensive tools, we've consistently found and really advocated for the definitive free resource available to everyone.
Exactly.
So in this deep dive, we're really pulling back the curtain on how we check backlinks using Google Search Console. It's a topic we cover a lot in our own guides, and honestly, we get questions about it constantly.
We really do.
Our mission today is to show you why Google Search Console is your most direct line, your backstage pass, if you will, to understanding exactly how Google perceives your website's authority.
It's quite remarkable, actually, through our work when, you know, helping countless businesses refine their backlink profiles, we've learned firsthand that Google Search Console offers the most accurate, totally unfiltered view of your link landscape.
And the reason is simple, right?
Yeah, the data comes directly from Google's own index. There's no guesswork, no estimation involved. It's the precise data that Google's algorithms use when they're making ranking decisions.
It's the official record, plain and simple. So what exactly are we going to uncover today?
Good question.
Well, we'll start by unpacking what backlinks truly represent. Then we'll walk you through setting up and, you know, finding your way around Google Search Console.
Okay.
From there, we'll help you decode the crucial data it gives you and, maybe most importantly, show you how to leverage these insights for a much more strategic SEO approach. All based on our experience here.
Okay, let's unpack this right from the beginning then.
Right.
What exactly are backlinks, fundamentally?
Right. Picture them like digital endorsements, votes of confidence almost.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
When one website links to another, it's essentially casting a vote, signaling to search engines like Google, hey, this content or this site is valuable, it's authoritative, it's worth referencing.
But here's where it gets really interesting, isn't it? Not all votes carry the same weight.
Not at all. That's the crucial part. A backlink from, say, a highly respected industry publication carries vastly more authority, more than maybe a link from a brand new blog that just started yesterday.
Right.
Google's algorithm is incredibly sophisticated now. It evaluates not just the number of links, but also the linking site's overall authority, how relevant it is to your content, and even the context surrounding the link itself on the page. This depth of evaluation is exactly why high authority backlinks are such a critical piece of any solid SEO strategy.
That distinction is absolutely crucial.
Yeah.
And it brings us right to that longstanding debate in SEO, quality versus quantity. Where do we stand on that now, given everything we've seen?
Yeah, for us, honestly, that debate is pretty much settled. We've seen sites that were maybe stagnant for years with thousands of low-tier links suddenly just leap up in rankings after getting one strategic, highly relevant placement.
Just one. Wow.
Just one really good one. And look, this isn't just about some vague concept like link juice. It's about how Google seems to reevaluate your entire site's topical authority based on that single powerful endorsement.
Interesting.
These high-quality links, they don't just signal trust to search engines. They can also drive really relevant referral traffic, further establish your site's authority in its topic area, and ultimately, yeah, significantly improve your search rankings.
So given the sheer power of backlinks we've just talked about, the natural next question has to be, how do you actually monitor these critical endorsements?
Mm.
And that's where getting into Google Search Console becomes, well, non-negotiable, really.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't set this up yet for your site, you're overlooking a massive reservoir of data that costs absolutely nothing, but honestly, provides insights easily worth thousands.
It's surprisingly straightforward to get started, too. You just pop over to search.google.com/Search Console and click Start Now. The main step really is just proving to Google that you own the website you want to check.
Right, the verification step.
Exactly. We often recommend the HTML file upload method. It tends to work reliably for most users. Basically, you download a small file from Google and then upload it to your website's root directory. Simple as that, usually.
And if that method doesn't quite fit your setup, or maybe you don't have that kind of access, there are other common ways. You can add a DNS record if you have domain access.
Yeah, that's another popular one.
Or you can leverage your Google Analytics integration if that's already set up on your site.
Hmm.
Or even just insert a meta tag directly into your site's HTML code.
Right. So you can usually pick whichever method aligns best with your, you know, your technical comfort level. Once you're verified, your website will just appear there in the property selector dropdown.
Now, here's a frequent point of confusion we often clarify for users, isn't it?
Mm.
Google Search Console treats www and non-www versions of your site as distinct properties.
Mm. That catches people out.
And the same goes for HTTP versus HTTPS versions.
Right.
So if your site is accessible through multiple versions and many are adding all of them to your Google Search Console account is crucial, you need to do that to ensure you capture all your data.
Absolutely. If you miss one, you could be missing critical insights into links pointing just to that specific version. You want the full picture.
Okay. So you're set up, you're verified, you're logged in. Now for the main event. How do you actually check the backlinks within Google Search Console? Where do you find this stuff?
Locating your backlink data in GSC, it can feel quite revealing the first time you do it. Mm-hmm. It's all there, and it's packed with insights that can genuinely reshape how you understand your site's authority online.
So where do we click?
Okay, so from your main Google Search Console dashboard, you just navigate over to the links section in the left sidebar menu. Click on that.
Okay.
And that takes you to what we've sort of come to call the Link Intelligence Center around here.
Huh, I like that.
And for good reason. This single page contains, honestly, more actionable backlink data than many paid tools provide. And remember, every single data point here reflects Google's actual understanding of your link profile. It's not an estimate from some third-party crawler trying to guess. This is the real deal.
Right. So within that Link Intelligence Center, you're not just seeing one big number.
Yeah.
What are the different categories of links we need to pay attention to, and how do they affect our SEO?
Good question. The links report is primarily split into two main sections. External links and internal links.
Okay.
External links, those are the crucial votes of confidence from other websites we talked about earlier.
Right, the endorsements.
Exactly. Internal links, on the other hand, they show how effectively you're connecting your own content together within your site.
Mm.
Both are vital for SEO, definitely. But external links often get more attention because they directly signal that external validation.
Makes sense.
Now, the dashboard itself quickly shows you four key metrics. The total number of external links, your top linking sites, so who is linking to you, your top externally linked pages, so what pages are getting linked to, and then your internal links.
And you mentioned internal links are important too.
Yeah, based on our analysis, we often see sites with really robust internal linking perform better in search, sometimes even if they have fewer external backlinks. It's because good internal linking helps distribute what we call link equity, that sort of internal page rank signal that tells Google's crawlers what's important on your site. And don't forget, under each of these main metrics, there's a little more button. Clicking that unlocks detailed data tables, which is where you can really dig in for deeper analysis.
Right, because raw backlink data is just numbers without context, isn't it? It's like having a map, but absolutely no idea where you're trying to go. So let's decode what Google Search Console is showing us about the link profile and how to interpret these insights strategically, starting with that top linking sites section. This ranks domains by how many links they send your way. What kind of signals should we be looking for here? Good and bad.
Right. Well, what's often overlooked is that, you know, seeing a single domain sending you, say, 100 links might initially seem fantastic, but it could actually indicate an unnatural linking pattern, maybe even an attempt at manipulation.
Okay. Too much of a good thing.
Potentially, yeah. We've definitely seen websites get penalized precisely because their backlink profile became way too reliant on just one or two sources. It just looks inauthentic to Google's algorithms.
So what should we look at instead?
When you're analyzing those linking sites, you absolutely need to consider their domain authority, sure, but also their relevance to your industry. Is it a natural fit? Look at the diversity of linking domains. Are you getting links from lots of different places? Even things like the geographic distribution and the types of sites linking to you matter. This is exactly why our manual link building approach focuses so intensely on building genuine relationships with authoritative sites, rather than just chasing sheer volume from anywhere. Quality and relevance first.
That focus on quality definitely holds true when we look at the next section, top externally linked pages. This shows which specific pages on your site attract the most backlinks. And it's often surprising, isn't it? It's not always the homepage.
Oh, absolutely. Beyond the homepage, individual blog posts, maybe resource pages, or specific tools frequently generate far more linking interest naturally.
So what patterns should listeners be looking for here? What does this tell them?
Pay close attention to consistent patterns. If your highest performing content, the stuff getting the most links, consistently covers specific topics or uses a particular format, well, you've basically discovered what truly resonates with your audience and the broader industry.
Ah, so it's a content strategy signal.
Exactly. That insight should directly inform your future content strategy. It gives you a blueprint for what kind of stuff to create next to attract more of those valuable links.
Now, one of the most powerful insights, I think anyway, comes from analyzing the top linking text, what we usually call anchor text.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a unique window into how the rest of the internet perceives your brand and your content based on the words they use to link to you. What does a healthy anchor text profile actually look like?
Yeah, it's fascinating. A healthy anchor text profile should really exhibit variety. You want to see your brand name used, definitely. You'll also see generic phrases like click here or read more, and that's fine.
Okay.
And then you also want keyword-rich anchors that accurately describe the content being linked to. But, and this is a big but, be cautious.
Why is that?
Over-optimization with too many exact match keywords, like linking with the precise phrase you want to rank for over and over again, can actually trigger Google penalties. It looks unnatural. We've personally helped businesses recover from penalties caused specifically by that, by helping them diversify their anchor text profiles through strategic white hat link building campaigns. The focus has to be on natural and varied anchor text, a balanced distribution of brand, generic, and keyword-rich terms.
Okay, and let's not forget internal links. We mentioned them earlier. They're often overlooked, but they're essentially the highway system that helps Google navigate your entire website.
Mm-hmm. Super important.
The internal links section shows which of your pages received the most internal link equity, often revealing issues with your site's content hierarchy. If important pages get very few internal links, while, say, less critical pages get loads, you're essentially wasting valuable internal page rank, right?
Right.
What's the real implication of that?
Well, the implication is that Google might not be correctly identifying your most important cornerstone content. We often see this on blogs, for instance, where maybe recent posts accumulate lots of internal links automatically, while older, perhaps more important evergreen content gets buried over time.
I see.
And this can prevent those key pages from ranking as high as they potentially could or should. Fixing internal linking is often a quick win.
Right. Okay. So numbers on a screen only become truly actionable when you can, you know, manipulate and analyze them properly. Google Search Console lets you export this data, which is great. And frankly, knowing how to use that exported data effectively is often what separates successful SEO efforts from just looking at dashboards.
Absolutely. To export, you just click the little download arrow icon you'll see in any section of the links report. Google provides the data usually in CSV format, which is perfect for opening in any spreadsheet software like Excel or Google Sheets.
Good to know. Any limitations?
Yeah. One thing to be aware of, Google typically limits these exports to the top 1,000 rows. So if you have a very large site with tons and tons of backlinks or linking domains, you might only get the top slice. You might need to combine data or focus on the most significant links.
Okay. And what data do you actually get in that export?
The exported information usually includes the source URL, where the link is coming from, the target URL, the page on your site it links to, sometimes the link discovery date, which is super useful, and often the link text, the anchor text, when Google can identify it.
That discovery date seems handy.
Oh, it's incredibly useful for understanding your link velocity, how quickly you're acquiring links, and for correlating link building activity with, say, ranking changes or identifying successful content promotion campaigns.
Okay, so once you have your data exported into a spreadsheet, you load it up.
Right.
Now what? You start hunting for patterns. What are some of the warning signs, the red flags of potentially problematic links?
Right, you're looking for anomalies, basically. Look for unusual linking patterns, like maybe an overwhelming number of links all coming from the exact same domain, especially if it's not a major site.
Okay.
Or strange, maybe spammy-looking anchor text groups. Sudden, really sharp spikes in link acquisition that you can't explain, especially if they oddly coincide with a drop in your rankings. That's definitely a red flag.
Makes sense. Any rules of thumb?
Well, as a general rule of thumb, we often use, if a single domain provides more than, say, 10% of your total backlinks, it's worth investigating. Doesn't mean it's bad, but investigate whether that concentration poses any risks. Diversification is generally safer. It protects you against algorithm updates and potential link removals if one site goes down or changes.
So what's the recommendation for how often to do this?
We strongly recommend doing at least monthly backlink audits using this exported data. It doesn't have to take hours, just a regular check-in. It's crucial to track new link acquisitions, monitor how your anchor text profile is evolving, and try to identify potentially harmful links before they actually impact your rankings. Prevention, trust me, almost always costs less than recovery.
That's great advice. Now, this brings us to the eternal question, really. Should you rely solely on Google's data in Search Console, or do you need to invest in those premium third-party backlink tools like Ahrefs or SEMrush?
Yeah, the big question, and the answer isn't really either or. It's more about understanding what each tool provides and when to use them strategically. From our perspective, Google Search Console offers a unique benefit that absolutely no other tool can replicate. It gives you the official view of your backlink profile directly from Google's index.
And why does that matter so much?
It's paramount because Google's algorithm uses this exact data to make its ranking decisions. Not estimates from Ahrefs or SEMrush, but the data GSC shows you.
Right, the source of truth.
Exactly. GSC can also sometimes detect links that are invisible to other tools. For example, links from maybe private blog networks or PBNs. Those sites, often designed purely for link manipulation, they frequently surface in GSC long before third-party tools catch on. That gives you a critical early warning. So yeah, GSC is 100% accurate from Google's perspective. It's free, and it shows you exactly what's influencing your rankings.
Okay, so if it's so definitive, why would anyone bother using third-party tools then? GSC must have its limitations, right?
Oh, absolutely it does. A big one is that GSC updates relatively slowly. New backlinks might take days, sometimes weeks, to actually appear in the report. Whereas third-party tools, because they're constantly crawling the web, often detect new links within just a few days. That delay in GSC can be significant if you're actively building links and need pretty immediate feedback on your efforts.
What else?
Plus, the interface itself, while clean, lacks advanced filtering and, crucially, competitive analysis features. You can't easily segment your links by, say, domain authority or directly analyze your competitors' backlink profiles right there within GSC. These limitations make GSC excellent for monitoring your own profile accurately, but may be insufficient for deep strategic planning or competitor research.
That's precisely where the additional tools come in, isn't it?
Exactly. Third-party tools like Ahrefs, SEMrush, Majestic, they truly excel at that competitive analysis and link prospecting side of things.
Yeah, we use them all the time for that.
Right. We use them constantly to research competitor backlink strategies, see where they're getting links, identify high authority sites within a specific niche, and discover what kind of content naturally attracts links in that space.
So the smart approach is really using both.
That's what we advocate. Combine them. Use Google Search Console for that accurate ground truth monitoring of your own profile. Then layer in the third-party tools for the strategic planning, the competitor research, the link prospecting. This dual approach ensures you're building links based on real opportunities while monitoring your results through Google's own official lens. It's the best of both worlds.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So moving forward then, what are the best practices for actually monitoring your backlinks on an ongoing basis?
Well, effective backlink monitoring isn't really about checking the numbers obsessively every single day. That'll just drive you crazy.
Oh, probably.
It's more about setting up systems, or at least a routine, that notifies you of important changes and helps you understand what's leading to your link acquisition successes or potential problems.
Yeah.
We generally recommend checking your Google Search Console links report maybe monthly, not daily.
Monthly, okay.
Yeah, backlink profiles tend to evolve relatively slowly unless something unusual is happening. Over-monitoring can just create anxiety without providing truly actionable insights week to week. Monthly reviews allow sufficient time for meaningful changes to actually accumulate and become apparent.
So during that monthly review, what should people be looking for? Like a checklist?
Sort of. Export your data each month and compare it to the previous month's export. Look for trends. Is your total backlink count generally increasing, decreasing, or stable? Are you seeing new high-authority linking domains pop up? How is your anchor text distribution shifting over time? Are the pages getting the most links changing? It's really about monitoring the bigger picture, the direction things are moving in.
And it's not just about what links you're gaining, right? It's also about identifying potentially toxic backlinks.
Absolutely crucial. Not all backlinks benefit your site. Links from obvious spam sites, maybe link farms, or completely irrelevant directories can actually harm your rankings over time if they accumulate.
What are some signs of those?
Well, we've seen some bizarre cases, like sites suddenly acquiring hundreds of links from completely unrelated foreign language gambling sites overnight. That's a clear red flag that screams investigate immediately.
Yeah, definitely.
So watch for things like too many links from foreign language sites, unless, of course, you're intentionally targeting international markets. Links from pages with obviously shady content, like gambling or adult material, if that's not your niche. Sudden, unexplainable spikes in links coming from really low-quality domains can also indicate negative SEO attacks or just algorithm risks down the line.
And if you find those truly toxic backlinks, what do? The disavow tool.
Yes. If you identify backlinks that you're confident are truly toxic and potentially harmful, you can document them in what's called a disavow file. You submit this file to Google through Search Console. It essentially tells Google's search engine, hey, please ignore these specific links when you're evaluating my site.
But be careful with that, right?
Extremely careful. Use the disavow tool very judiciously. Disavowing legitimate, even if maybe low-quality links, can actually harm your rankings if you're not careful. It should really be reserved for clear patterns of spammy, artificial, or manipulative links that you believe are actively hurting you. When in doubt, it's often better to leave it alone or seek expert advice.
Good caution. Finally, let's talk about leveraging the positive insights. Your most successful content, the stuff that naturally attracts backlinks, that provides blueprints for future content, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. Look at which topics, which formats, maybe which resources get the most high-quality links naturally. This, try to craft similar content that builds on those successful ideas. Double down on what works.
And if you're actively building links.
And if you're working with a link-building agency or running your own campaigns, use the GSE data to measure the effectiveness of those campaigns. Identify which strategies, which outreach methods are producing the highest quality results according to Google's own index.
Makes sense.
Plus, regular monitoring often reveals untapped link building opportunities just sitting there. When you see important websites in your niche linking to your competitors but not to you, that's a direct signal. Look for content gaps you can fill or resources you can create to earn similar links. It's all about being strategic and using the data GSE provides.
And there you have it. Google Search Console really does transform backlink monitoring from what can feel like guesswork into actual data-driven decision-making.
Mm-hmm.
The interface might look straightforward, maybe even simple, compared to some of the flashy premium tools out there, but the accuracy and the reliability of its data are absolutely essential for any serious SEO professional or website owner.
We truly believe you should start with Google Search Console as your foundational tool. Get comfortable with it, understand what it tells you, then thoughtfully layer in additional tools as your needs for things like competitor analysis or faster discovery grow.
Right.
That accurate monitoring you get from GSE, combined with the smart strategic planning you can do with third-party tools, that creates a really comprehensive and effective backlink system.
Always remember that backlinks, they still remain one of Google's strongest ranking factors. Whether you are building links yourself or maybe collaborating with experts like us, deeply understanding your link profile is just paramount.
Yeah, you have to know what's going on.
Google Search Console shows you exactly how Google views your links, ensuring your efforts align precisely with what truly influences your rankings. Your backlink profile isn't just some static list of connections. It's really a living narrative of your website's authority and trustworthiness online. The key question is, are you reading that story correctly?